This is Dr. Terry Mandel, finishing where I was cut off. I was dictating an impairment rating on Alyssa Clayton. That's E-L-I-S-A, Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N. I was cut off on the phone, so I'd like to finish where I was cut off. There are a few pages of dictation, so I'll continue where I've left off. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for a 51% whole body impairment as a result of her work injury from April 18th, 2020 period. Dr. Osborne, on his encounter of November 2nd, 2021, gave her a 32% whole body impairment with a, and I agree with that, but there were some additional areas that he did not mention, so it's really a higher impairment rating period. But I do agree with his 16% impairment due to the pelvic fracture with sacroiliac joint discoloration period. I agree with the 12% impairment of the left left S1 radiculopathy period. I agree with his 5% left L2-4 transverse process fractures period. And I agree with his 3% chronic pain syndrome impairment period. The patient, however, qualifies for additional impairment ratings due to some areas that he did not consider, period. These additional ratings would include the ruptured bladder with an incontinence utilizing Table 7-4, page 139, Class 1, 5% whole body, period. In reference to the left calf pain with foot drop, I am referring you to Table 16-2, which is a 12% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. In reference to the vaginal pain with swelling and hematoma, with sexual pain and mons pubic contusion, resulting in her inability to have vaginal delivery at childbirth, she qualifies for an additional 20% whole body impairment utilizing Table 7-10, Class 3, page 151, period. The tables for the impairment ratings generated by Dr. Osborne are in his report, period. When we use the combined value chart to combine all these impairment ratings, it equates to a 51% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of April 18th, 2020, period. As a result of the severe trauma to all these areas, the patient will be much more susceptible to arthritis in many of these areas that were injured, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications using generic medications at an estimated cost of $210 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will probably require two future surgeries involving her low back and the vaginal hematoma lesion, period. Estimated cost of these surgeries would be approximately $200,000, period. These surgeries would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. She was advised that she may need a spinal cord stimulator at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. She may need some low back injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit should be considered at an estimated cost of $500, period. The patient can benefit by an occasional cane at an estimated cost of $150, period. The patient will need ongoing diapers at an estimated monthly cost of $50, period. The patient will need TED support hose for her left leg at an estimated cost of $200, which would need to be replaced yearly, period. The patient will need in vitro fertilizations at an estimated cost of $15,000 per insertion and generally can take 3 to 4 attempts, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The patient's injuries were extremely significant. In this case, probably represents the highest impairment rating that I have ever rendered in 42 years of service, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I'm dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Jerry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.